Nobody there yet. Oh, we got a whole lot of people there.
Yep.
Don't hear anything.
Good morning, Reb David.
Ah, Reb Yisrael, what's machta yid?
Baruch Hashem, I had a very, very fortunate escape last week.
Oh, what happened?
I was in the car park at the park.
See you. Good morning, Reb Yisrael. That's terrible. People just
let's just take care of this quickly.
You're very lucky. You're so lucky, Rabbi. So,
okay. So, we spoke last week. We were talking about authenticity. We were talking about the Yiddishkeit needing to be original, authentic, personal, and we also said it has to be our asek. You know, Zaydim biyad iske sorasecho. Otherwise, we become the letzonim. So, and we saw that Gewaldike Marshal, the Marshal of the Magid, about the man who painted the painting. It was based on what we saw earlier. How does the sun know that it's so bright? Because it sees it, no one can look at it. When we see the goyim are very angry with us, they're very upset with us, they don't like us, they scream about us, it's because we're doing something right at some point. They can't look at us. When the goyim can look at us, then it means we're not being authentic. And the same is the painting. If the birds can come and take fruit out of the basket, it must be that the man is not looking that good. He's not that authentic. We'll see what we do with this. These are loose ideas that need to be tied together into some sort of construct here. So let's have a look and see where he takes us with this. Tzadik Beis. Kach gam ha'adam. Im ha'goyim edu mutarim kudrasa shel ha'yudi. So too with us. If the goyim aren't bothered by the kedusha of us, alav liyos mutrad mikach olachapes es a sibur shagam lekach sheini nirik yudi mushlam v'kodesh b'ainei goyim. Then we have to understand why it is there's something lacking in our Yiddishkeit. There's something lacking in our authenticity that the goyim are not bothered by us anymore. Tafkidenu leis kazois hu leshuv leis achius sheiselanu ba'avar. We have to try and reconnect to that real living with Yiddishkeit, real that we had before. Alin is boynon la'amik benafshenu limtzois makor ha'mayim chaim es ha'yichudiyos shelanu. You have to go and you have to work and struggle and battle at this and discover your own uniqueness, your own real connection to the living waters. Lachzor la'azrim mayim chaim betoraseinu v'mitzvaseinu. We have to go and we have to pour fresh waters onto our Yiddishkeit. Kashem Shiudi Makabal is Yadutoi Bahakora Va'av Mitoich Bechira. The same way that a Jew accepts his Jewishness with recognition, with love, out of a Bechira. We are Deo Maki Sheze Ora Godel Beyoise. And he knows, it's obvious to anybody that this is the greatest light a person can have. Kachalav Lakabal Gamas Kol Matsava Chaev Nisio Naisov Hakatanim Vagadolim Bechira. So too, all the nisyonos, all the situations, all the different tests and difficulties that comes upon a person, big and small, you have to choose those with bechira as well. Kloimar, berotzon, besimcha. How do you do that? Mitoch yadir shizu atov b'yoyis avurei. Because you know this is the best thing that could be for you, because otherwise Hashem wouldn't be doing it. One of the ways that'll help us to really feel this living relationship with our Yiddishkeit, derech tazolanu lekshor keshim boreilam, the way that will enable us to tie the bonds, to deepen the relationship with the boreilam. Is to internalize and to come to a real deep recognition that from the minute HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was never anyone in the world that had a job, that had a purpose in this world similar to mine. Never. There never was and there never will be anybody in the world that has my unique tafkid. אני כביכול קלוסו של השם יסברך, ויש לי איתו כביכול דברים שבצינה. I'm the kalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's true, we have private business. Dvorim shebetzina. We have secret dealings. Dvorim sha'isam lo yodeh shum nivra ba'ilam. No one in the world. Don't care how big or small he was. Moshe Rabbeinu. Rak aniv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my chedi yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yesh li tafkit shirak ani yichol lasos. And there's a job that I can do. And if I don't do it, it'll never get done. Because no one else can do it. By definition. That's something that a person has to internalize and internalize deeply. Kach shine chachomim, it's brought down in the Yalkut Shmoini, lahagid gudulosu shel melech malchem hamalochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'odom toveya kama matbaot b'choysam echad, kulam doyme ze leze. A person, when he produces coins, so he produces lots of coins and they all have the same impression, they all have the same face on them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovei kol adam b'choismoy shel adam arishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everyone with the same chotem, with the same stamp of adam arishon. Yeah? So you expect them all to be the same because they're all made with the same stamp of adam arishon. V'ein echad doyme l'chaveiri. None of them are similar. L'fikach tzarech kol achad loyme b'shvili nivra olam. Therefore everybody has to say b'shvili nivra olam. This is Yalkut Shmoini. No? What do you say about that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everybody in the impression of Adam HaRishon. We all look like Adam HaRishon, but nobody looks the same. Everyone's got the same features. Every human being in the world has the same features. You'll never find two that look exactly the same. Never. K'shem shepatzufem mishtanois. Oh, kach deosem mishtanois. We'll take that one step further later. Aval, you understand that the same way that there's no two faces in the world the same, which is absolutely miraculous. Absolutely miraculous. It's not shaykh. It's an impossible job. Ask somebody to paint a human face with exactly the same features and billions and billions and billions. They all have to be different. You can't do that. Well, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to teach you what? I'm a unique creature in this world. There's no one like me. Even physically, even the steak is not the same as anybody else's. לכל יהודי יש חוסם דפוס מיוחד ולכן בדבזוי סערוכני אס עליו להדביע אס חוסומוי שלוי. Everyone has his own unique impression, his own unique face. And therefore, in his avoider, in his רוכניס דק avoider, he has to put his stamp into the world. ולא להשתמש בחוסמן של החיירים. שכן חוסמת של החיירים לגבי דידון מזויפס היא. Not to use somebody else's, no matter how great that person is. If you use it instead of him using it, or you copy him, it's all forgery, no matter how great the person was. In Slobodka, the biggest avera person could do was to try and copy somebody else. There was a certain time, there was a Moedikarov, one of the Magidishirim in Slobodka, was an unbelievable guy, and he was a big, big mashpe on people. The altar asked him to stop coming to the yeshiva because the Bochrim started imitating him. You know, the Alter of Slobodka produced many, many Gedolei Olam. They were very, very different. You know, Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron, Rav Yaakov, Kamenetsky, they all came out of Slobodka. Rav Ruderman, they were very, very different. He produced unbelievable individuals. That's the godless of a Yid. We're different. We have a chinuch system today that does the exact opposite. We try to make everybody look the same, be the same, do the same. The minute somebody does something slightly different, if he's a little bit more from than me, then he's a fanatic. If he's less from me, there's an apikairis. And everybody has to be the same. Well, what's that got to do with Yiddishkeit? That's tragic, tragic, tragic. The message we give our children? Tragic, tragic. So Yalkut Shmoini, I'm sorry, what can I do? The Manaelim of the Cheder will be upset with me. The best Yankivs can get upset with me. What can I do? I've got a Yalkut. You have an Einecha Doyme L'Chaveiroi. What can I do? And from that, look what the Yalkut gets out of that. Ve'ein echa doyme l'chaveiro, chicha tzarech olechad lo'im, b'shvili nivra olam. The whole world's kedai just because of me. Because I'm different, not because I'm the same. That's a tragic mistake today. Chitemes she'enu shelcha, gamim kabola oto b'yerusha mitzadik elyon. Soif sof enu shelcha. The chotemet of somebody else, even if he's the biggest tzadik, and you were yashened it from the biggest goyin, But it's not yours, therefore it's muzuyaf, it's forgery. Lechen im tichtom bo al shtoros ekudei muzuyafisi. Yeah, you'll find that you're a forger. Lord Pelzit Koso Hasidosel Shalbala Hotemet Lahshir Sashta Share Muzuyafu. I don't care how big a tzaddik you're imitating. At the end of the day, it's Muzuyaf. Kamor Kane Bavadoseni is Boreno. Lord Dai Lola Adam, she's stapek Bama, she be boa voice of a rabbisov. In our void of Hashem, it's not enough to just take what you got internalized in you from your parents, from your rebbeim, from your messiahs. Why do you have to take that? But it's not enough. Chayvu ladbir es achotemet haishit shelo b'kol ma'alach avadoiso. You have to find your own unique impression here. You have to find your own unique expression. That takes time. You got to get to know yourself. You got to know what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, who you are. When you're saying something over, that's really you, or you're just saying, oh, you're just being a tape recorder. You know, you saw it once. There was a certain Rosh Yeshiva that I knew. You still meet him, you could tell. The minute you met one of his bochrim, you knew exactly which yeshiva he was learning in. Because they spoke like the Rosh Yeshiva, they had the same mannerisms as the Rosh Yeshiva. They imitated him down to perfect, to an art. That's tragic. You know, if you're copying your Rosh Hashiva and you're coming to daven 10 minutes before everybody else because you see him doing that, that's a good thing to copy. We're not talking about that. For sure, you see the person doing something and you can learn from that and you can make that yours and you can also come to davening early. For sure, I'm not talking about that. You know, you ask the guy, why do you come late for davening? He says, no, because Rosh Hashiva comes early and you told me not to invite the Rosh Hashiva, you know, so I came late. You know, no, that's not what we're talking about. That's shtiot, you understand? We're talking about your unique avoider. The Balatanya, he says, had a yedid neurim b'shem Reb Cheka. He had a very good friend from his youth who was called Reb Cheka. Ema yudidim, acha yishreinim b'daka v'reisam b'tachlis. They were very good friends, but they were very, very different in their avoider. Balatanya kulu moach. The Balatanya was a kulu moach. It was kulu seichel. Machshava v'izboinenus. V'amoy kudur shalet al alev. The mach we know rules over the heart. That doesn't mean he was brain dead. It just means he was boering. Kol tefilos of hayayish lahavo. His tefillah was like a burning fire. Shayfech is kol liboy is liboy kamein betefilos begrashut vitpalut. A lot of emotion, a lot of power put into his tefillahs. Kol echad hinchil dal talmid avacharav esayd avadoisay. And they all handed over. What is going on here? My calendar's hijacking my phone again. Okay. They gave over to their Talmidim their style of avoider. Talmidim are Rebbe Balatanya, Yoshvu Shas, Aruchus, Metoich, His Boidinus, Machshova. They would sit with hours of thinking, deep thoughts, meditation. Until they would open their mouths to daven. Gam tvilosam hayeshkula meduda v'nemaris b'teich machshava v'izboinenus. Sounds like Slobodka again. Seichel, the mind, they would build themselves and think. They wouldn't speak until every word had been cheshbon and weighed and how and where. V'ili talmidus shor avcheike bo'irim hayu ba'ish kodesh v'zosu kireinu teches. The yamin bo talmidu balatanya v'tlonen lefi rabbi. Lifnei Rabbi, the Talmidim of the Balatanya came to complain to him. Yelam Denu Rabbeinu Haketzad. What did you teach us? Ani kadei shulchalei pelel karei. Alai leachin es atzme b'meshach shaot b'izboinenos v'ilu chavrei Talmidim shurvcheike rak potech es asidu v'kva kula eish lahava. We, from the Masorah we got from you, it takes us hours to get ready for tefillah. We have to meditate and think and analyze. And before we open our mouths to daven, the Talmidim of Rav Chaker open their mouths and their mamash burning fire of tefillah. What's going on here? Why can't we be like them? Hey, Shiv lo balatanya. Oysa Talmid einu bo b'tefilasoy. That Talmid of Rav Chaker that you see that's burning this fire, he's not burning his tefillah. When he gets up to daven, you know what's burning inside of him? It's Reb Cheka. Himself, he hasn't found himself yet. He's just imitating his Rebbe. When you see the fire burning inside of him with his daven, that's not his fire, that's his Rebbe's fire. His own inner world he hasn't discovered yet. That's what the Baal HaTanya wanted to give his Talmidim. Ain dai lo yehudi b'mashe kibul mi b'rabbeisav. It's not enough what you get from your rabbi. For sure you have to get from your rabbi. Not like today. Today I have the opposite effect. Today by the time a bocher gets to Shia Gimel, he doesn't need a rabbi anymore. He doesn't need a rabbi anymore. Now he just wants to learn. You know, Rav Chaim Volozhin only went to learn by the Vilna Gaon when he knew how to learn. That's when he needed a rabbi. Today, by Shia Gimel, he's 17 years old. He's already, he doesn't need a rabbi anymore. He stops going to Shia because he wants to learn his own stuff. So now he stopped learning prayer and now he's learning himself. He doesn't have any questions. He's got droshes. When you meet him, he's got lots of things to tell you, but he hasn't got any questions left anymore because he knows everything. He's just doing more and more and more. He knows how to learn. Zagam baya. No, you need a rabbi, for sure. But the rabbi is there to help you be you, not to be him. Why do you have to have a rabbi? For many years, my rabbi told me after 12 years, after he learned by Rabbi Yoshua Be'er, that was after he was in Gateshead and learned from the Gedolim there, and after he was 6 years in Ponovich learning from Shmuel Rozovsky and Rav Shach, then he went to Brisk. He was there 12 years. He told me his only regret was that he left Shia too early. Yeah? Today, after 3 years in Shiva Gedolia, they're already no more Shia. He's Atzmai. So good. So he's not learning Torah anymore. He's learning himself. He's sitting there fetching out his own svaros. Who knows if they're right? Who knows if they're wrong? No, we don't need to learn anymore from anybody. In America, it's different, Baruch Hashem. There's still the musag of sheikhs to Rebbe. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard to find. The Bocher remembers his two meetings he had with the Mashgiach the entire time he was in the yeshiva. You know, he can still remember. He met the Mashgiach for 20 minutes once when he was in yeshiva for 6 years. You know, but that's tragic. It's also tragic. To find out a balance here. But anyway, so that's in all our areas of avoida. You have to be you. Torah tuned you. Independence here, being you, doesn't mean just do whatever you want whenever you want. It's got to be Torah tuned, but it's got to be you. The Midrash Rabbah in Esther, Mesupa b'shach maloso shel Mordechai Yehudi, she'omid kavram avinu yochid keneged kol ha'olam kedei lefasim esaimuna. There the Midrash praises Mordechai like Avram Avinu, that he stood against the entire world to publicize, to spread into the world, Emunah in Hashem. When we come pasuk Ish Yehudi, the pasuk calls him Ish Yehudi. Don't call him Yehudi, call him Yechidi, unique. By the way, whenever Chazal do that, they say, it doesn't mean that there's no connection. It means that's the thing. That's showing you the essence of what the thing is. What is Ish Yehudi? He's an Ish Yechidi. That's the definition. That's the essence of what an Ish Yehudi is. He's an Ish Yechidi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah on Asina, Moshe Rabbeinu told each person where to stand. Why? Because he had more expensive seats. You know, he paid for the $50 seats. Therefore, he stands near back. This guy's paid for the $500 seats. This one's got protectors. He got VIP seats. And then the front row there, whatever, you know. Like, you know, I could see my chassis. You know, you got protectors. So you get the more expensive seats. What was Moshe Rabbeinu telling everyone to stand? Because everyone's going to receive Torah differently. Everyone's got to stand in a different place when you receive Torah. Everyone has his own Dalai Lamas in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because you're going to connect to Eretz Yisrael in your own unique way. That's the tachlis. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Yidden when he told everyone where to stand. You're not going to get the Torah in the same way as the guy standing next to you because you're not standing in the same place. So that's Ish Yehudi is Ish Yechidi. Mehusa shall call Yehudi. What does it say there? They got the Torah. They were Ish Echad, Belev Echad. What's it teaching me? The Rashi there, no? They were Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. What's it telling me? That they were united? So just say, Leiv Echad. Call Klal Yisrael B'Leiv Echad. What's Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad? That means each one was an Ish Echad. He was a whole Yid, his own unique Yid. And even then, they could all be together. Even though everyone was different, everyone had a different perspective on reality, and everyone had a different tafkid, each one was an Ish Echad. But they were still B'lei V'echod. That's a Chiddush. That they were all united. That's not a big deal. Take 50 clones and get them to all think the same and work the same. That's easy. They're all the same. To take an Ish Echad and another Ish Echad and another Ish Echad and bind them B'lei V'echod. That's a Shvach. That's an impossible task. Each Yid was different. He was an Ish Echad. Ah, but they were B'lei V'echod. That's the vote. Mahusha shall call you the Ish Yechidi. That's the essence of every Yid. You're unique. יש לו תפקיד המיוחד אך ורק לו, ויש לו גם ניסיונס המיוחדים רק לו. You have a unique תפקיד, therefore you have unique ניסיונס. הבוי רציב אותנו לא סחמוד בייס ריחו שוירה וחמוירה וכל אשר ריחו. לא סחמוד. לא סחמוד זה heavyweight. It's one of the Ten Commandments. It's the last of the Ten Commandments. It means it contains all the others. לא סחמוד. It doesn't sound like the biggest, you know. לא סחמוד, בסדר, you know. Don't be jealous, בסדר. But that's wow, that makes it into the top 10. And it's number 10. התורה אומרת על תחמוד, על סחמוד, אז מה שיש לחברך, לא בגשמיות, ולא ברוחניות. Don't want what somebody else has got, not in ruchnis and getting gashmias. Atem hinchem shnei olamos, you're two separate worlds. What kesha? Lo kol echad mechem yesh nisoynes acherim, tafkidim acherim, vekelim acherim. You have a different job, and therefore you have different tools and different nisoynes. We don't give the plumber the electrician's tools, and we don't give the electrician the plumber's tools, and we don't give the plumber the job of the electrician to do, and vice versa, because each one has his unique tafkid, so he has his unique problems to solve with his unique tools. Sometimes you look at somebody, you think, wow, I don't know how he does that. It's impossible. I could never do that. Of course you couldn't. You don't have his tools. Not your job. So you didn't get the tools to deal with it. He got the tools to deal with it. So to him, it's possible. To you, to Nachina, it would be possible. And he's looking at you thinking, wow, I don't know how that guy gets through the day. Yeah, because he doesn't have those tools either. Hachemde shel echad ha'echad klape chaveret tzichi liyeis michim alo'o. Ha'ma'aral mevazois po'ifen abo. Says the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechana otanu. Bni b'chayri Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu coins a phrase, he describes Klal Yisrael as Bni b'chayri Yisrael. B'mishpacha yesh rak ben b'chor echad. That's right. In a family, you can only have one ben b'chor. The second kid comes along, he's not more the ben b'chor anymore. What's unique about a ben b'chor? Zu daga sakiva shel Hashem Yisbarach klepe kol Yehudi. What's unique about a Bechor, he's the only child in the family that will be an only child. Yeah? He gets born, there's no other children, so he's an only child. And then the rest of the kids start coming, now he stops being an only child. So only the Bechor in the family that was ever an only child. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're all only children. We're all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only child. Very interesting. Rabbi Ruchem said once that in the Meir Yeshiva, somewhere, it's a long story. I want to go to the Lo Maisa now, the Lo Shaykh. It's an Asuka story, heard from Reb Zelig. Somebody once tied it to Rabbi Ruchem that the yeshiva is too big. In the Meir, we're talking about in the Meir and Litter. The yeshiva is too big that he can't mashpia on all the bochrim. He said, you're wrong. Each bochri is a ben yochid sheli. Each bochri is an only child to me. Rabbi Ruchem tainted about the bochrim in the yeshiva that he had in the Mir there. I don't know how many bochrim there were. 200, 300 bochrim. I don't know how many bochrim in the Mir. There in Mir. But each bochri is an only child of mine. That's the vort here. That's what Hillel was talking about. We have to get in touch with this. We have to discover ourselves, find out who we are. And we have to get in touch and become Talmidim of Hillel in this. Because what did he used to say? Im ein ani li, mi li. Im ein ani li, mi li. Im ein ani li, im ani lo ase es a tafkid sheli. If I'm not going to do what I came in this world to do, if I'm not going to be me, hatafkid shel amanu yaras elohi lamazeh, the tafkid that I came into this world for, mi li. Who's going to be able to do it instead of me? If I'm not going to be me, as me, then who will be me? Who's going to do my job? Each moment as well, a person has a unique job to do. If he doesn't do it now, he can't do it later because it was meant to be done now. It's meant to be done later. You can't do it now because it's meant to be done later. And it also can't be done now by anybody else. It means I have to do it now. That's the game plan here.
Also,
don't denigrate any person and don't knock anything. Because there's no person who doesn't have his shah, his moment. The Pirshut B'Svarim HaKadoshim, the Maral and the Tanya, Ein lecha adam she'ein lo shah. What does that mean? The kol rega v'rega yesh tafkid miyuchad. Each moment the person has a unique tafkid. Ve'ein lecha shah she'ein lo yoid hamiyuchad lo. And each moment there isn't a destination that is unique to him. Ve'ein lecha adam she'ein lo mokum. Ve'ein mokum she'adam nimtza bo ve'ein yoichel limtzeis es tafkidoi. You'll never get in a place ever where in that moment, in that space, you can't fulfill your tafkid. You turn and say, listen, I took a wrong turn off and I'm not where I'm supposed to be. So now there's nothing for me to do. Yeah, no. Wherever you are, however you got there, however it had nothing to do with you, that's why you're there. Your plane got delayed. You have to stay, whatever. You're in the place where you need to be because that's where you need to do your tafkid. Kol adam magia lamokam shelo behetem latafkid she'olav lamol lo bo'is ha'sha. Akosh Baruch Hu puts you exactly where you need to be because in that moment, that's what you need to be. That's where you need to be in order to do what you need to do. It's a different kind of existence when you live like that. So that takes time to think through. Person has to get to know himself, get to know what his strengths are, get to know what his weaknesses are, get to know what he's. We'll see Metz Hashem. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll stop here now, but we'll see Metz Hashem. We'll see from the Memches Kinyana Torah. One of them is Makiris Makoimoi. You can't acquire Torah, you can't acquire wisdom, you can't acquire anything if you don't know who you are and where you are and what you're supposed to be doing. That's important sugya, and we'll see how that plays into Lo Sachmud. We'll come back to Lo Sachmud and we'll see in depth what's the problem with Lo Sachmud, why it's such a central issue in the Torah. All right. Look forward to seeing everybody, whoever's going to be there today. You flying in from Netanya, Maneshi?
No, I'm actually flying to London on Tuesday for 3 weeks. So I won't be coming.
Sunday. But today's Sunday, so you've got 2 days to get back to Netanya to fly to London.
I've got a lot of local flying to do in the meantime.
What's can be done? What
are the details for this afternoon?
We're meeting at Eish Kodesh after the Mincha there, 1:20 to go to the place wherever it's going to be.
Okay. What time is Mincha? Is 1:00 Mincha?
There's a 1:20 Mincha at Eish Kodesh. You can daven Mincha before. I'm not davening Mincha yet, but we're going to meet after that Mincha. That's about 1:30. We'll meet at Eish Kodesh. If you've got your own car and you're going straight, you can just WhatsApp me around about 1:30 and I'll send you the coordinates to put into Waze or Google Maps that'll tell you how to get there. It's about a 10-12 minute drive from here, apparently. I don't know. That's what I've been told. I don't know myself yet.
And we should come hungry as normal, right?
You do whatever you want. Zagazun, Jaboy, I'll see you later. Okay. Or back again tomorrow. You.